The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on the way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm sorry, you're probably wanting someone else preaching today, but unfortunately you get me again. Before I go into the reflection of the scriptures, I want to introduce Father Joshua Nineveh, who is a priest friend of mine from the Archdiocese of Seattle. He's currently the parochial vicar at St. Louis in Bellevue, where I believe it was outside of Seattle. So he's here visiting his family in Vancouver. That's where they're from. But Father Josh and I have been good friends over the years, studying in Rome together. So, Father Josh, welcome to St. Celia's Parish. In today's gospel, we hear of this understanding of hypocrisy, this hypocrisy in which is so evident in why a lot of people walk away from the church, they walk away from the faith, right? We often hear our young people complain about how we come to Mass and we do all these things in the community, but yet when we come to a point where we are to give mercy, to be loving and compassionate, we're not. This is exactly what happened in this gospel scene. We have this man who is sick, who is on the ground, who's suffering, and the 2 people who were supposed to be the most merciful, the most compassionate, what do? They walk away. They walk away from the situation. Now again, like I said, I think understanding the context is very important. The Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. The Jews got to the point where if they wanted to cross, they would cross around Samaria. They would never go through Samaria. So they hated the Samaritans. But yet the Samaritan was the one who stopped. Why? Maybe that's a question for us to reflect upon. Why did the Samaritan stop? Whereas the priests and the Levi, those esteemed men who represented the Jewish people, they walked away. The Good Samaritan here is a representation of Jesus. And this is something the church fathers had always connected, that the suffering one is the world, that Jesus is portrayed as a Good Samaritan, the one who reaches out even outside of the confinements the boundaries in which he was to do as a Jew to help this person. We're called through our baptism to be imitators of Christ, to be other Christs in the world. So today we are asked this point of question. Do we simply come to Mass, pray the rosary, do a community service because it builds our ego? It's something that we enjoy telling people about? Or is there more to it? Our lives outside of the confines of this church, of this parish, must be a reflection of our worship. And our worship, essentially itself, is an image of love, of God giving himself entirely to us. And therefore, we are called to do the same. That when we walk out of these doors, we are to imitate that love, to give completely of ourselves to those around us. Not simply those in our family, our friends, those we like, but especially those we dislike, those who have most care and need for us in this very moment.